Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation, to a brand new edition of The Call. How's everybody doing out there? It's cold. It's the off season. We're sick of the snow. We just want to talk football again. So, of course, I'm Skyping with my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon, Ravens Nation. Hey, it's been a great off season thus far. I'm so glad to be doing a show with you guys. It's been a treat so far. And, dude, I'm ready to rock, man. I've been talking Ravens all day. So stoked to do a show, man. How you been?
Absolutely.
Everything well with you?
I've been good. Big news from the Ravens camp, which is why I think it's a good time to do this show. Terrell Suggs has signed a 4-year extension with the Ravens. That's making him available in Baltimore for 5 more years. It's a $28.5 million contract. The first 2 years will be $16 million. Due to this extension, the Ravens benefit because it frees up some cap space, which is great. Terrell Suggs wants to work with the team, make the team a better team. But let me ask you, what does this mean for the Ravens? We saw two mainstays leave last year after the Super Bowl. Terrell Suggs was kind of looked as the new leader on defense, and he's here for 5 more years. What does this mean for this team?
It means that, number one, we have our leader on defense. It means stability. It shows a track record that the Ravens, we take care of our own people here. Every situation is a little bit different. I can't blame him for doing that. Obviously, we knew Ed Reed was going to come up in this conversation because, well, why didn't we take care of him? It's tough. I mean, every player is different. I mean, Suggs was compared to the ladders of Brady Manning, where they take the lesser deals, the restructure contracts to help out some resign players because they care about the team. And everybody was asking my opinion, well, do you think Ed Reed is selfish? I mean, we can't fault the guy because the NFL, your career is so short. I mean, if we take it, I mean, you talk about us. We work to the bone for 60 years, 50 years, and then we retire. These guys work 8 to 10 years, and then they're done. So whether they got to, you know, bank the money, live off of that, whether they got to go out and get jobs, I don't know what they do, how retirement works for a sports figure. But Ed Reed was a little bit different. With Suggs, it just provides that leadership, the stability, showing that other players, and especially free agents and other draftees to come, is, hey, look, if you play a certain level and you get up there, we'll take care of you financially. We'll make sure you stay a Raven for life, hopefully. And it's very rare. I know Ripken did it with the Orioles. I know Jeter's going to do it this year with the Yankees in baseball. Even in the NFL, it's very hard. Johnny Unitas wasn't a cold all his life. He was a Charger at the end of his career. Joe Montana was a Chief at the end of his career. Emmitt Smith went to the Cardinals. I can name off, I mean, obviously look at Peyton Manning. Who would have thought he wouldn't have a horseshoe on the side of his helmet for the rest of his career? Now he's got a Bronco. So it's just, you know, these players are unique. So with Suggs being the third, I mean, and before I even get to Suggs again, how about Matt Stover? I mean, he came over from the move, and he wore another color. So it's a privilege. Suggs is one of the few. He's actually the third Raven. The first two Ravens, Ogden and Lewis, were the obviously the cornerstones of our franchise, and they were, you know, the Ravens for life. And I'm glad that number 55, Ball Sauer University, I'm glad he's going to be a part of this. It's a great honor. I'm proud to be a part of the fan base, proud to be a part of putting my opinions out there, covering this. I'm going to just get into this, Brandon. Basically, what Suggs said, it almost touched me personally because we're part of the Ravens family, right?
Of course.
Of course, man. We go there through and through. But he said basically the fan base as a whole, it was like tugging on his heart that he had to do it. And I don't know if you saw his tweet, but Suggs was just very, very Suggs was just genuine. And he said that he had to stay for the family. And I don't blame him. And it's just – I really can't express my joy, the gratitude that I have for these players that do that, where they see the connection with the fans. They see, you know what, I'm going to stay in Baltimore because not only am I treated well here, and it just shows – it just shows his genuineness, how he's not going to go chasing money. I mean, obviously, the market for over 30 pass rushers, my opinion, he's not going to get the money here. He's going to, you know, and two, for the business side, not only the fans and with the connection with the team, but the business side, like you said before, do you know what this does as a business end? This frees up so much good cash for the Ravens in their salary cap that we could franchise Pitta maybe. We can sign a wide receiver, take care of a lineman. Because right now they're sitting, I think, at $12 million under, and this frees up a good $4 million more. So I'm stoked, and more cash could be freed up. So I'm really stoked to see with this restructure, it's a win-win all around. I mean, we keep the leader on defense. We keep Suggs here as a Raven for the next 3 or 4 years. He can retire, and the offseason just keeps getting better. I mean, we got Kubiak. I'm excited about Kubiak. And then with the Suggs deal and signing new players, dude, it's only a matter of time before we get some more breaking news that whether it's the draft or whether it's a recent player, dude, I'm excited to see where we're headed.
Yeah, I think this Terrell Suggs deal, like you said, it's great for everybody. Again, like you said, Terrell Suggs, he is over 30. You're not going to get a lot of money for a pass rusher over 30 because you don't know what their bodies can still do. So I think Terrell Suggs kind of was like, all right, I want to stay with the Ravens. I want to be able to make a good living, you know, while I'm doing it, and I do like the fans here. So to make this team better, he was able to do the business end and redo the contract, put that extension on so they didn't have to worry about what they had to do now. He didn't have to go out to free agency and kind of hoped for the best, you know, and see what he could get. I think he got the best deal he could if he did go out on free agency market. I think he got the best deal that he could here. I think he really did help out the team. It showed that he really does care about the team here. He wants to make this team better. It's great for everybody all around. But during the press conference, it was very interesting. Ozzie Newsome said that they've already started talking to other Ravens to see who they can keep here, who they can try to get away from free agency. And it's very interesting to me. If Terrell Suggs, it seems like he's going to be here for the next 5 years. He pretty much said he's a Raven for life. He's going to retire here. So to have three guys start their careers in Baltimore, never leave, and stay in Baltimore really says something about the organization, really says something about the city, and how much just being a part of this organization means to a player that really, these guys, it seemed like they weren't about the money. Terrell Suggs, I think he did the best deal he could here, and he wanted to stay here, and he was able to get it done. And that meant not playing hardball, and it meant not throwing anybody under the bus or anything like that, and just being greedy. He reworked the contract. They're able to do some stuff and make this team better because he likes it here. And of course, we like having him here. So this is great news for everybody involved in the Ravens organization, Suggs, Ozzie, the fans. Everybody's happy with this deal.
Everybody is. I mean, you can't go through the whole Ravens Nation without finding somebody that, I mean, obviously I haven't heard any negative about it, but everybody I talk to is just, oh my God, this is great. It just gives us a refreshing, it's just like a refreshing piece of news to just know that, you know, he's taken care of. And I don't know if anybody's seen this out there, but before the show, I tweeted out and I reached out to Suggs on Twitter, and I'm going to read what it said. I tweeted him saying, "Means so much to us, Baltimore and Ravens Nation. We say thank you for being part of our family." And I think that just puts it in perspective that it's a one big family. And this is what I wanted to get to in the beginning. Suggs tweeted out earlier today. He said, he tweeted out, "I'll compromise if I have to. I got to stay with the family." And that's what it's all about, man. When I talked about the culture, and, you know, I blogged about it, and we've even had some shows about it, I'm very passionate about the culture. It's no one really understands until you surround yourself with it. I mean, we saw it for the playoff run last year in the Super Bowl. Not this past year, but 2 years ago. It's just, it brings everybody together. We saw it for the parade. I mean, I got to see it, you know, and just watching when I told my buddy when I was watching the Seattle Seahawks parade and I saw the city bond with them. I mean, you're going to have your naysayers like, oh, well, half of the city might be bandwagoners because they probably never put on a Seahawks jersey on. That might be true. It probably happened for us and Ravens fans, but I don't really care. If it was the first time watching them in the playoffs and you just wanted to put on a purple jersey because everybody else was, hey, you're part of our family, but I'm not weeding out those people. I'm just saying that when it comes down to it, it's one big family, team, city, fan base alike, and it just gives you a – I just can't I'm just so excited, Brandon. I can't even talk. It just gives you a new sense of just where we're headed as a franchise, and it gets you excited about the season because not only do they re-sign Suggs for 3, 4, 5 more years until the tail end of his career, but they free up cash. They hired a new offensive coordinator. We were kind of rocky on the offensive side, and I'm just telling you right now, if we take over and if we see Pitta back here, franchise, who knows if Jacoby Jones will be back here, if we can revamp the line. I'm telling you, and I don't know how the schedule is going to turn out until April, and obviously we'll do a show about that. But right now, looking at the opponents, the sky's the limit, man. I mean, our home games are fairly easy. I mean, it's the NFL any given Sunday, Monday, Saturday, Thursday, whatever day we want to play. Just looking at it, what we did last year and the tools we have now with the players and the personnel we're switching around, this season could be very, very exciting where obviously we're not expected to do nothing, and we might go 11-5, 12-4 again, and who knows, you know? I mean, you don't know until the games are played in September. But right now, sitting in mid-February, I'm actually pretty content with where the team's headed right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think this was the first thing they had to do to get it out of the way. And obviously, they want to do something here. They want to get people signed. They want to get people to either stay in Baltimore, or they have their eyes on somebody that already outside the organization they want to bring in. Now, we've got the combine coming up. You've got the draft coming up. So there's plenty of moves that this team can do. But obviously, they're ready to do something. And we'll see in the next couple months or so what these guys are going to do. But obviously, they're working hard. Obviously, the organization got this first step, this first stamp of approval with making sure Suggs was signed, ready to go, and he's here for a little while. So they're on to the next thing. And apparently, behind closed doors, they've already started talking to other players. So obviously, these guys want to be the best team, have the best team out there on the field, and they're working towards that. They know they've got some stuff to fix after this past season. The interesting thing I wanted to talk to you about as well was Terrell Suggs didn't have the greatest season last year. It was a pretty good season, but according, you know, even to Terrell Suggs, he thought he was doing too much on the field. He felt like towards the end he couldn't just be like that sack machine that everybody was counting on because he was too busy doing all this other stuff on the field. He couldn't concentrate on that role. So it seems like to make this team better, he took that, you know, that he took that salary cap hit, was able to work with these guys to make this team better so he could focus on his job as well. So with that, with him signing this new deal, with the potential moves the Ravens will do down the road, do you think we're going to see the Terrell Suggs of old where he's just, you know, he's just going after every quarterback that he can, and he doesn't look like he has any slow games? Because we were very excited. I know I was. You were too. Terrell Suggs, Elvis Dumervil. I mean, these guys were going to kill every quarterback that they were going after. And during some games this past year, that just wasn't the case. They just weren't working together. They weren't gelling well. So my question to you is, with him being here for 5 years, of course this is the right move for the Ravens, but with him being there 5 years, them freeing up this space, possibly bringing new people in, do you think we're going to see the Terrell Suggs of old where he could get stuff done on the field every single game like we saw in the past?
Absolutely, and the reason why I want to back that up, it's just from his demeanor and things he's said. You know, going back, he said, quote, "The number one priority for us is to get back to a place where we're in the championship game the last 2 out of 3 years, and I think that's our number one priority." And that's Suggs right there. He understands what we need to do. He sees the excitement. He's not just saying, well, I'm going to, you know, get the money right out the last 4 years. He's excited because he knows that he can get back there. And I think it was a down year because, like I've said last year, even during the season, I said at the later part of our shows, I was just amazed at how Suggs tapered off. He had 9 sacks in the first 8 games, okay? You're thinking, okay, he's on a blistering tear. Obviously, that's an average for between 18 to 20 sack campaign. You have a 20 sack campaign, that's another defensive player of the year candidate. And he just disappeared. And he wasn't hurt. He was healthy. He just, I don't know if it was just schemes or if he just lost gas, or I can't really tell you. Only he himself could. But just looking at that, what he could do, and then that's a year removed from, or a year and a half removed from a defensive player of the year campaign. So he can get back there. And I think he's very excited. And now, going to tie it all together, this is one of the quotes I wanted to talk to you about. He said here, quote, "I've been here since I was a young man, and I was able to grow here, and I was able to grow with the city. I'm very emotionally connected to the fans. They want us to do good. They want us to do great. and they've always supported us, and they've always supported me. And that, end quote, and that is Terrell Suggs. And, you know, number 55, we support you too, and we give a shout out. And we support all of our Ravens, not only Suggs, but all of them. All 53 men, all the coaching staff, because you know what? We might not always agree, right, Brandon? And I mean, how many times we argue on the shows and how many times we put our opinions out there. And you know, we don't always agree with the team, right?
No, of course not.
No, of course not, because we think we can call better call. Oh, my God, they called what? I would have called a run there. Why can't they? I like how we do Monday morning quarterback every week, but when it comes down to it, you know, that's what it's all about. It's just that connection with the city and fans, and we support them no matter what they do. And I'm excited for the direction we're heading as a team, as a franchise, as we get the bits and pieces. And like I told you before, this is what I'm passionate about. The little – like I told you, I'm excited just watching the games, and I really can't wait till September. I mean, the countdown begins, but I told you before – I'm Ravens all year round because I get more excited because I see these business moves made, and then I see, oh, we took care of Suggs. Now we got some cash freed up. What are we going to do now? And to tell you the truth, man, I'm almost want to model my life after this team because it's just a reflection. You know, I'm not saying every fan's got to do this, but for me personally, it's like you almost want to do that in your personally because the way they conduct things, it's, you know, they play like a Raven motto, the men of integrity and character and leadership, and it's just they just do things right. And when Suggs said we're a first class organization, we are. I believe that wholeheartedly. I'm proud to be a part of it, and I frankly just am stoked at how we can take care of our own players and. Terrell Suggs is Raven for life. I'm very excited about it, man.
As am I. And, I mean, everybody's excited. So welcome back, Terrell Suggs. And we're happy to have you a part of this Ravens organization. That was right. The news that broke today. I guess we really should talk about this. Very, very strange story here. This past Sunday, news broke that Ray Rice, who, you know, huge fan favorite here in Baltimore, he got in trouble in Atlantic City. He got arrested, and it was because that he hit his fiance, which very uncharacteristic, I want to say, of a guy like Ray Rice. I'm shocked to hear something like that, but. Let's talk about this because I know I have an opinion about this. You got to have an opinion as well. The police report's out, so the report out is that he did hit his wife. And for me, I hope that everybody thinks this way. It's never ever okay to hit a woman. I think that we've seen this, you know, so many times in the past. No matter who you are, you don't hit a woman. I understand things getting heated in between, you know. A fiance, you know, things being heated in a relationship. But for a guy like Ray Rice, who's out there and he's got this huge anti-bullying campaign and he's got all this stuff out there about being, you know, being good to each other and he's working with all these kids and everything. How do you go out there? How do you explain hitting a woman like that? I don't know how he's going to do this.
Brandon, this is such a sensitive subject, man. I couldn't really believe it. It was funny when I saw the news broke on Twitter. I kind of was like, it was funny. I tweeted, "Is this thing real?" And then all of a sudden, I get the message from the Ravens and ESPN that it happened. And it pretty much sucks. You never want to hear one of our players involved in altercation. Speaking of Terrell Suggs, he was involved with such an altercation where him and his wife, and obviously that got straightened out. My opinion is, obviously we don't know all the details. We don't know what happened. Obviously I don't condone hitting anybody, man, woman, child, dog, anything. You know, keep your hands to yourselves is kind of the rule, but we don't know what happened. I mean, I was joking with my buddy, but I was being really serious when I said this happens every weekend in your local bar. I mean, how many times you go out on Friday, Saturday night, and you know, two guys get into a scrum and the cops are called, or, you know, some girls shut. I mean, you know, things happen when people, you know, get the alcohol going and the party atmosphere, but we don't know what it was. I don't condone his actions, but I'm very surprised and shocked by it because of how Ray Rice is. I mean, he's the, you know, I've even seen people's reactions on Twitter and Facebook how are like, well, my kids look up to this guy, what now? And it's, he just put himself in a spot, and being the lifestyle he is, obviously, when that happens to a high-profile star like Ray Rice, obviously it's going to break out. Obviously, if it happened to me or you or Joe Schmo, no one would care because, he and his girlfriend, happens all the time. He's probably drunk. But obviously, Ray Rice, it's a bigger situation. I really hope it plays itself out and it's just a minor altercation and he learns from it and he moves on. And, hopefully, I haven't seen anything about Ray Rice. If he said anything, I don't know about if you heard anything, Brandon, but if there's anything about a formal apology, at least we'll like to hear it or read it. But I just, again, it's sad to say you don't want to see it. Again, it's one of our own. We have to handle it. But it's kind of like the good news, bad news. Good news is we signed Suggs and freed up cash, but the bad news is one of our star players gets in trouble. So it was kind of like I wouldn't say it took the air out of Suggs' story because it's a great story, but it's on the other end of the spectrum. It's we got this, but then we got this. Now let's deal with it and move on. But the Ravens handled these things well. Let's see what comes out of it, Brandon. Let it play itself out if there's any legal precautions. And luckily, this is in February and not August or when they're trying. The off season's the off season. I don't know what these players do, but you just got to handle yourselves. You just got to conduct and handle yourselves in a proper manner when you're in the public spotlight. These players all go on vacations. They go travel the world. They go back home. And it's almost like, what sucks at being a part of the family and everybody supporting him. Obviously, when you're a Raven, you carry that. And you carry that demeanor and you carry the responsibility of being part of this organization. Obviously, Ravens don't tolerate that. They're obviously not going to cut Ray Rice or go, okay, bye-bye. But again, we have to handle it, move on. Happened with Jamal Lewis. Jamal Lewis used a cell phone in a drug altercation. He got suspended 6 months. The Ravens dealt with that. Same thing we deal with Ray Lewis's murder situation. When that happened in 2000, that was a whole hoopla. So I think when it happens is the Ravens they're not new to the situations, but they usually handle them in the best way. And I think it'll play itself out.
They do.
I think Ray Rice will be fine.
The Ravens, they do take care of their own. They don't really turn their backs when stuff like this happens. So I think whatever's going to happen next, Ray Rice will probably put out a statement or something like that. But personally, I'm not a big fan of those kinds of statements because since it's been a day or two more, that this is just going to be a huge, it's going to be a big PR thing. Somebody else is going to write these words for him to say. And if he does have something come out, he might just kind of lay low for a while and hope people kind of forget about it. What he did, though, hopefully him and his fiance can work this out. We'll see if they go through with going on a wedding or whatever. But hopefully, he's supposed to be a role model for these kids. If he can continue being a role model for these kids, he's going to have to either go to, a therapy session or something like that, or an anger management class or something like that, to make sure that he can keep his anger under control. Because I know everybody, not just football players, but everybody, like even you said it at bars and stuff like that, everybody gets a hot head. Everybody goes out of control for a little bit because they're so angry. But you can't put your hands on somebody else. You can't hit anybody else, especially a woman. That's not something anybody should do. So I was very shocked that it was Ray Rice who had that come out, but I think the Ravens will stand behind him as long as he learns from it, because I feel like the Ravens will stand behind people if they mess up, as long as they change. We saw, this is a very different example, but look at last season with the Bryant McKinney sweet pea incident with Jacoby Jones. That was Bryant McKinney's third time disappointing the Ravens. He didn't show up for training camp. He came in overweight. He got benched for most of the season during the Super Bowl. They played him throughout the playoffs, and then they re-signed him to a new contract and gave him one more shot. And then he goes and does this thing in DC, hangs out with the wrong people, and they told him to leave because they gave him shots and he didn't do the right thing and change and do the right go down the right path. Ray Rice is the type of person I want to believe. If he does mess up like he did, he's gonna learn from it. He's gonna do something different, and he's gonna be an example of you make mistakes, you figure out why those mistakes were made and you don't do it again.
That's right.
I don't think he's like an abusive boyfriend or something like that. I don't think this is something that happens all the time where he beats up his girlfriend on like a weekly basis or something. I think this was like a one-time thing that happened, and hopefully that's all it was. And but again, I feel like I'm preaching to like everybody else out there. You just can't hit a woman. That's not cool at all. And I think he knows that. And I think that he's right now, he's probably at home and he's either apologizing to her or trying to figure out how to fix it. So, hopefully he's able to work all this out. Hopefully he goes on the right path and either gets therapy or help or anger management or something like that. And he kind of goes through the what the court system has him do. And, he comes out on the other end of the tunnel in the right frame of mind and doesn't hit anybody anymore.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, like you said, we'll learn from it. We'll move on. And as a fan base, so, you know, I think the pun will be out there is if he, if he runs right, all's forgiven, right?
Well, you see, I want to talk to you. This is a quick question for you. If Ray Rice if he did better last season, do you think the public's perception of what happened would be different? Or do you think that people are going to come down on him a little bit harder due to the fact that he didn't run as well as he had in seasons past? Do you think that came into a factor when people heard this news?
No, I think it would be the same, honestly. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, because each player's unique. I mean, obviously Ray was going into the prime of his career when it happened for him. Suggs was just on the prime of his, and obviously Ray Rice is on the downside. I think Ray Rice is on the downside of his, you know, career as a running back. I don't think it would change anything differently. I mean, if Ray Rice rushed for, you know, 1,500, 1,600 yards and had 10 touchdowns, it still wouldn't matter because what he did was wrong. It'd be no different if. No, I hate to say this because it would never happen, but it'd be no different if the NFL MVP Peyton Manning did it. It still is wrong, no matter if you had a great season, bad season, mediocre season. But no, I don't think it would have changed at all. I think we still would have been shocked. We'd still be a little bit upset, but we'll move through it. And man, we've all made mistakes, let alone I have. But you know, obviously, I forgive. We're all forgiving, and I really hope she's okay. I hope Ray's okay, and hopefully the whole situation just takes care of itself and, you know, Ray come out and say, you know, I learned from it and, you know, it's part of being a young man. And I heard somebody and I really got upset when I heard this on the social media. I didn't even comment because I was like, I'm not going there. But someone said, well, maybe Ray Rice is acting up now that Ray is not there. I'm like, really? Are we going to go there? I mean, seriously. He should be slapped.
Yeah, these are grown guys. I mean, Ray Lewis was not a babysitter. He didn't,
no.
He wasn't like watching those guys shaking his finger and go, guys, you really shouldn't do that. These are, you know, I mean, really, that's not an excuse at all. But
that's funny. I can imagine that. Go, no, Ray.
But
what you doing, boy? Like he was doing that in his voice. But it's comical because it's like, oh, Ray Lewis isn't there. They're acting up again. I'm like.
Right.
So what Kool-Aid are you drinking today? I mean, really? Like, you're right. They're grown men. Get out of here. Go get a life.
Yeah.
You know.
But we're all fans of the Ravens, and that's why we're so intrigued by this Ray Rice situation. But really, this has nothing to do with football, has nothing to do with us. It really is in between him, his fiance, and now the court system at least. So as long as everybody works together there, and hopefully at the end of the tunnel, everybody kind of learned from whatever happened and the aftermath. So hopefully everybody is okay, and like you said, and hopefully everything works out for the best of them, and don't even worry about, you know, the Ravens or football at this moment. Just figure out why this situation happened and how to make sure it doesn't happen again. So best of luck to her and Ray, and hopefully they can, you know, at least if they're not meant to be together, then they're not meant to be together, and they can go their separate ways, and we'll see what happens. So if they did this all behind closed doors, I'm completely fine with that. If we never talk about this type of situation again with Ray Rice, and we're not talking about, you know, them, if this isn't a part of the show again, I'm fine with it. So that's pretty much it. I don't think any other Ravens news really broke. Anything else you can think of?
other than that, I mean, like I said, we've got the signings. Going forward and put the timeline in perspective, what's going to happen is, I guess, the Ravens are going to look at their cash base. Free agency starts in a few weeks in March, so the talks will be cranking, obviously. I'll set the table for our next conversation going forward. Some names thrown out there a little bit, the receivers. Would we sign a free agent receiver? Eric Decker's name came up. It came next. James Jones, Julian Edelman, and the Ravens. In those conversations, would the Ravens sign Akeem Nix? Would the Ravens sign Eric Decker? To be honest with you, I'm going to echo what I've been hearing all along. I think Decker and even Anquan Boldin's name came up. I think they're going to command too much money. I have a perspective on Eric Decker because Peyton Manning threw to him. So who's to say that he could command money, come into a team, and only catch 25 balls all year and look mediocre? And joke's on him. So I don't know. I mean, I really hope we can sign somebody. It'd be great. But my opinions is that that's what might happen. You're going to see that more prominently as it gets to free agency and then a draft in 2 months, a little over 2 months away. So, Ravens got a little bit of ways to go before training camp to get their team together. But it's coming surely but surely. I mean, we got our coordinators, got our coaching staff straightened out, and now we got Suggs locked up. So hopefully we can get Pitta locked up and have some more Ravens come aboard, some familiar names, and let's have at it this offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. So this offseason, it's moving along, trugging along. We're doing shows as stuff happens, and it seems like the Ravens are going to be pretty active this offseason, so we'll continue to do these shows as long as they're making moves. So stick around with us. Talk to us. Talk to us on social media. Let us know what you're thinking. You can tweet to me, at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you?
They can always tweet me at ItalianGQ52 and Brandon. There's not a chance we have nothing else to talk about, right?
Not a chance. Not a chance at all.
So. Not a chance. I gotta get it in there, man. I gotta get it in. It's not a show without it. Not a chance, man.
If you're still on Facebook, go to facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like our page over there. You'll get information whenever a new show does come out. Also, like the Brando Cash Network, facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. You'll get information about this show and all the other shows on the Brando Cash Network. We are available on iTunes and Stitcher. Doesn't matter how you listen to us. Just give us a listen. Let us know what you think. Write us an iTunes review. Write a review on Stitcher as well. Be social with the show. Make sure you tell people they should be listening to the call because you are a Ravens fan and they should be too. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Vine and Instagram and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web, let people know about the call podcast. Leave us an iTunes review as many times as you want, and that would be great for us. So, Josh, that's pretty much it for this show. Why don't you take us out the way you always do?
Absolutely, Brandon, and Ravens Nation. It's going to be a long off season, but stick with us. We took everyone. Ball So Hard University is going to be a Raven for life. Congratulations, Terrell Suggs. We're happy to have you back. But until next breaking news, hopefully everything will be all square. Enjoy your off season, Ravens Nation. We're getting closer to that September Sundays when we have our football back. But until then, this off season, Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of the Brando Cash Network. Music mixed and produced by DJ Wolfman.